From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greece and the European Union began deporting migrants as part of a Turkey-EU agreement to address Europe's migration crisis. Dorian Jones has more.
The deal between Ankara and the European Union calls for illegal migrants and failed asylum seekers in Greece to be deported to Turkey. It has been criticized by human rights groups and Turkish opposition parties. Seeking to allay criticism, Interior Minister Efkan Ala said many of those deported would be sent home. Ala said Syrians returned from Greece would be given the chance to register in Turkey, but that Iraqis, Afghans and Pakistanis would be sent back to their country of origin. Most of those deported Monday were reportedly Pakistanis. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
2 weeks after the terrorist attacks in Brussels, U.S. President Barack Obama met Monday with NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to discuss the fight against the Islamic State group. The U.S. president praised NATO's contributions in Iraq and Jordan, where the alliance is assisting in training local forces.
We agreed that one of the most important functions that NATO is performing and can continue to perform is to help in the training and assisting process for troops in Iraq, in Jordan, in many of the areas in the region.
The two leaders also discussed Afghanistan. Governments around the world are vowing to chase down those who went offshore bank accounts to hide their assets and possibly evade taxes. This is the immediate reaction to a report based on millions of leaked documents from the Panama-based firm Mossack Fonseca. This is VOA News. Tuesday's primary election in Wisconsin could be a pivotal moment in the battle for the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Republicans intent on blocking businessman Donald Trump face a key test in the state, perhaps their best chance to slow down the Trump campaign. Denying Trump the delegates he needs to claim the nomination before July could lead to a contested convention in Cleveland. The latest opinion polls in Wisconsin put Trump rival Ted Cruz in the lead, with Ohio Governor John Kasich trailing well behind. Trump hopes for a victory.
If we do well here, folks, it's over. If we don't win here, it's not over. But wouldn't you like to take the credit in Wisconsin?
Donald Trump campaigning Monday in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Human Rights Watch says the Syrian government has not lived up to commitments to allow unhindered humanitarian deliveries to besieged areas. The United Nations says hundreds of thousands of people are badly in need of aid in those areas. HRW highlighted Daraya and Eastern Ghouta. It insisted the government immediately allow aid into besieged areas. A series of suicide bombings Monday killed at least 24 people and wounded 60 across Iraq. Several of the blasts targeted Iraqi troops and paramilitary fighters. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks. Afghanistan's Taliban announced Monday its deceased leader Mullah Omar's son has assumed command of the insurgency in 15 out of the country's 34 provinces. A Taliban statement said Omar's son, Mullah Muhammad Yaqub, also has been inducted into the group's decision-making council. It says it also inducted Omar's brother, Mullah Abdul Manan Omari, into the leadership council. The Republic of Congo says gunmen attacked police, military, and government targets in the capital Monday. A statement from the government says former ninja militiamen, once loyal to the father of a losing candidate in last month's election, attacked and set fire to the Mayanga military base, four police stations, and the mayor's office in southern Brazzaville. Nigeria's army says it has arrested the leader of the Islamist militant group Ansaru, a breakaway faction of the Boko Haram. A Ministry of Defense spokesman says Khalid al-Barnawi was arrested in the city of Lokoja on Friday. The United States accused Ansaru of kidnapping and killing several foreign workers in Nigeria and killing Nigerian police officers during a 2012 attack on a police station. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.